Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Wow.
Mr. Good call.
Yeah. Doug, there's an outcry, not necessarily locally, but regionally, for us to just play New Edition.
It wouldn't be bad. It would be better than the alternative.
Which is us continuing to do it.
Just babbling on for 3 hours.
This is a terribly underrated song. He called his girl, gets a click every time. What? Thought there was something wrong with his phone.
Really?
He just didn't want to talk to him. Yeah. He couldn't admit it to himself. A lot of layers to that song.
Right. That's how people would break up in 1984. In 2017, Black China sends you an Instagram post while she's in your bed with another gentleman.
I'll be sure.
Who is this?
Sure, I followed all that, but...
Rob Kardashian. Oh, what a shame. What was going on yesterday?
Mary showed me those pictures while we were playing yesterday. I wonder where...
Nightmare.
Yeah, she showed them to me.
Tough.
Who's at Loggerheads here?
Black China. And
she was in the WWE, a bigger bone gal.
Well, that was one of the allegations Rob Kardashian made, is that he spent $250,000 on plastic surgery for her, probably to make at least one part of her bigger. And she just had a Rob Kardashian's baby 7 months ago. The baby's name, Doug, as you know, was Dream.
Dream China.
Dream Kardashian.
Dream, okay, sure, absolutely.
And who has custody of this kid?
Well, now it's going to be tough because Blac Chyna sent Rob a picture of her in bed with another gentleman, and she did it on purpose. Whereas when I did that to Anna Marie, it was an accident. It was supposed to be something that I was just going to post on the fan page.
You were just napping at another gentleman's house, and he happened to be in the same bed at the time.
Right, but as you know, it's not cheating if it's gay. That's my credo.
Right.
Also, this is crazy, this is crazy, this
I
is
hope
crazy.
Dream is okay.
I've been heterosexual all my life, but this guy lured me here. Oops, I guess I'm gay now. See, that was taken out of context. I was explaining the story of all these Johns who got caught thinking they were going to meet up with a young lady. And then they went ahead with
it
anyway,
all
which
respect.
I just don't understand at all.
All respect, I'm not judging. It just didn't sound that way.
Yeah, it sounded like you were waxing poetic like at a Kiwanis Club banquet or something.
Yeah, I got a couple of stories to share.
Yeah. You guys want me to host a trivia night?
Before,
sure. I
guess. Before the chicken Kiev comes out, I got a couple of stories to share.
Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. Or go online at goldsmithmcp.com, the sponsor of the 8 o'clock hour. And Derek Gould is about to join us. Derek is brought to you by GFI Digital. GFI provides IT solutions ranging from basic help desk to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI Digital make technology simple for your business. Start by visiting online at gfidigital.com. For some reason, I'm spitting all over myself like I'm in the midst of a stroke, and I don't think I am.
No.
I don't think I am.
Well, you're not lightheaded or anything.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Right. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's the good word?
Well, I'm really heartsick and really troubled by this China Kardashian.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Yeah.
It's hard to get
through. I wish I had known about that because I could ask last night. You know, the Cardinals kind of seemed unsettled early. I wonder if that was just the disturbance in the force.
Yeah, had you asked that, maybe Mike Leake would have stuck around to answer questions.
No, that's not possible.
Four straight games he's bolted like the wind after...
Four straight home games.
Four straight home games.
Yeah, you know, because home, you don't want to talk to the local media or anything.
Well, when Calvin May is there to hold your feet to the fire, everybody's going to go running for the hills.
Right. Well, he did talk to MLB.com last night. The clubhouse opens when the manager comes into the press conference room, so you always have to kind of make that call. And I guess in hindsight, we should have split up. But we had two guys there last night, and we chose not to split up because we had assignments that talking to Mike Matheny was important for, and
Generally speaking, the day's starting pitcher is the guy you can count on getting. Generally speaking, just not
99.7% of the time. Actually, 99.8% of the time, and I choose 0.8 because that's the number that Leak wears.
Oh, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
And it's also the Cardinals' chance of soaring for tonight,
really?
Which is irony right there.
Oh, absolutely. They have pulverized the Marlins' bullpen. I don't know if they have anybody available today.
Sound a little bitter after a couple of defeats.
No, I mean that honestly. Like, I mean, you've seen the same arms coming out of the Marlins bullpen here 3 days in a row. At some point in time, that's going to catch up with them, and you'd figure it'd be on day four of the series. So the Cardinals have done a fine job to tenderize the bullpen for a good chance to, as Cat would say, soar today.
And what do you make of Dexter Fowler? Had the cleats on, did a little running, did a little catching, a little bit of throwing, but it's still kind of a mystery as to where he's going to be, what he's going to do going forward. You would think they would love to get him into a game if there's not going to be a rehab. Sometimes veterans choose not to do that.
Right.
We don't really know what's going to be, do we?
Well, we don't. I thought, you know, as newsworthy as him slipping on cleats and going out and doing some baseball activities and also hitting as he has been and running around and seeing if he feels good and then also walking in front of the dugout like the Cardinals and Matheny described that he was making sure that they saw him. I thought the more revealing thing yesterday was Matheny's comments about his timing and how that was the greater challenge. And that was the thing that they were going to have to try to figure out and how that was something that was still ahead for them. I mean, he's eligible to come off the deal today. They thought that it could be a 10-day thing. It depends on Fowler in a lot of ways, whether it is. But, the way Matheny kind of portrayed it yesterday was that they need to see something more from him, as far as readiness at the plate. And part of that probably is the play of the guy who's playing center field right now. Now Pham has a place in the outfield. He'll be in the lineup and he'll be in the outfield when Fowler returns. Where he'll be in the outfield is one of the more interesting questions, and there's certainly a conversation to be had. But you can see how the Cardinals can be patient with Fowler for a few reasons. One is that they've committed to giving him rest here on this thing that has been problematic for years because they want it to be a thing of the past and not a chronic situation that is a threat to his leg health and has caused problems with him there, but also because they've gotten pretty good play from the guys who have replaced Fowler, whether it's Carpenter at leadoff or Pham in center.
You know, the heel issue came up on the road, as I recall, if I recall correctly, sometimes I don't. And when Fowler said it was a chronic thing, I was surprised by that. I think the Cardinals were too, that there was this thing that he had been dealing with. Were you aware of it?
I was aware of it in spring training. He had mentioned it in spring training. I'd asked him about, I don't remember why I asked him, but I did ask him about his feet in spring training. And he said that he just has always kind of dealt with something there. So I was aware of it. He said he's able to manage it. And then when he had the problem in Atlanta, what was that, a calf strain, I think it was, right? And I asked him there if it was related to his foot, and they were unsure, and then it just kind of made it became clear that it was.
I mean, but early on when he said he had the heel thing, it's been a chronic thing, I was shocked by it. And since then, every leg-related issue he's had has been related to the heel. So he says,
And it's not all that. I mean, like you look at Albert Pujols, right? He has the plantar fasciitis that he plays through. I guess John Lackey's going through plantar fasciitis. When I was in a different lifetime, I covered the NBA, and Nick Van Exel was the point guard on the team I covered on the Denver Nuggets. And he had plantar fasciitis as well, and he's trying to play basketball with it. And he told me there's just no way to stop the season fast enough to heal. So you got to find a way to played through it. And he mentioned to me once that the big problem with it wasn't, I mean, if you can tolerate the pain, you can tolerate the pain and you can find a way to get, you know, 60 minutes out of yourself, you know, or whatever, 35, 40 minutes out of basketball out of yourself. But he said that the concern is always the risk to the other parts of the leg. What compensates? What do you put at risk because you're trying to compensate or get through the pain elsewhere? And that's the same kind of thing that like a pitcher goes through. He doesn't want to compromise his shoulder because there's pain in his elbow. Doesn't want to compromise his elbow because there's a lack of support in his knee. It's that whole kinetic chain thing. And that's going to be a question with Fowler is, you know, he said he's had it since his rookie season, that, you know, his leg stuff over the past 2 years are tied to it. So it does become a question of how do you manage it if you can't entirely cure it?
Yeah, and for a guy they gave 80-some-odd million to put him at the top of the order to give him some speed, that could be a significant long-term problem for him.
Indeed.
Indeed. Now, what do you think's going on with Grichuk? Didn't play last night. He's in a 2-for-23 or something like that. John Mozeliak had said at some point it'll be sink or swim. What's going on?
Well, you know, I think he's in a spot where, you know, there's going to be some hot hand playing. When Fowler does come back, I would imagine that will put a pinch on his, on Grichuk's playing time. But I also think that you can't ignore, like yesterday, right? He comes up as a pinch hitter, takes a walk the day before, took a walk. I think there's more to hang on than just that, than the batting average that you mentioned. Yeah, there's a flurry of strikeouts in there as well. But, you know, at the same point, it's like you kind of have to accept the hitter that Grichuk is, right?
And I'm with that.
You know, if you – and this reminds me of a few years ago, right? And when the offense was really struggling, I guess you go back 2-3 years now, the offense was really struggling. And it, you know, it was the middle of the order, just wasn't producing. It was, you know, there just wasn't a lot of fire in the lineup. And the Cardinals made the move to demote Colton Wong. And it's like, well, wait a minute, what? And you remember Mike Matheny was making choices, like, sort of as the struggle was ongoing offensively, he was veering more towards, say, the veterans, like a Mark Ellis at second base. And guys he knew and guys he felt could just kind of bring the team out of its doldrums. And that meant less playing time for Colton Wong. I think there's a case here where the offense was struggling for so long, and it's played better now. It's perked up better. But where there was this sense that, well, Grichuk's got to be a more complete hitter, or a different hitter, or a more hitter. There just needs to be more of him for it to work in this lineup. When the guy he is, the guy who, say, he goes out and strikes out quite a bit, but hits 240, but also can hit 30 bombs, that has value in a lineup where there's on-base percentage elsewhere and there's complete hitters elsewhere, and he's batting sixth, and he's the one whose home runs turn a one-run inning into a four-run inning. You know, that has value, but as with everything, when they weren't scoring a whole lot of runs this season, then every flaw of theirs was magnified. And maybe there's an attempt to push Grichuk in the direction to be a hitter that the lineup needs and not the hitter he is. And that in the end might be a disservice to him.
You think Luke Voit's here for the long term, or will he be back to AAA when some of these guys get off the DL?
If you tell me how he hits, I'll tell you where he goes.
Well, so far he's hit very well. And they got him hitting fourth in the lineup, so they must think that at the right at this moment, he's like the best run producer they got.
Well, Stephen Piscotty is batting third, and he's struggling mightily.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's a risk to go down to the minors.
Apparently not, but I'm not sure batting order says a whole lot about how they're swinging it.
No, but you would think it says something about what the manager or the GM thinks of the way they're hitting.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I think Boy has done himself a tremendous service with his play this year at AAA and his play at first so far in the majors. And when Wong comes back, it becomes difficult, you know, because, you know, how do you play Carpenter at second when you have Colton Wong at second? And, you know, Carpenter's got to have a place to play. He's hitting as well as anybody in the lineup. He and Pham really are. And then you so you got to play them somewhere. You get Jerko back, so you know your infield suddenly looks a little bit more settled, and it's hard to find a spot for Voit. So I think, you know, it's going to be a case of off the bench, is that where he belongs, or would they like him playing every day? That's sort of the calculus that they always have to do with a player like that. And I think he's put himself in a spot where they would look at him and say, you know, playing time could be valuable. This is a guy who has shown that he can do some damage, that he's got a bat that plays here, and that he can, well, we'll see if he can start to adjust a little bit. But I don't know. I think if he continues to hit, they'll be intrigued to keep him around as a bench bat. But he's hit well enough that playing time factor is going to be part of the conversation, where, you know, I'm not sure, like, if he had been called up at the beginning of the year or had to be called up in April, if they would go, well, yeah, we want him playing every day. I think they would say, well, you know, it's all right to have him on the bench.
Derek Gould, brought to you by GFI Digital, has to jet because the Cardinals do have a day game today. Then at it tomorrow night with the Mets, 2 day games before the All-Star break. Derek Gould, brought to you by GFI Digital. Check him out online at GFIDigital.com. Derek, appreciate the time, sir.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend and a good All-Star break.
God bless.
Bye, thank you, Gouldy.
Derek Gould with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning. After he joins us on the Appliances Counter phone lines, Tim McCurdy, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the program. Cardinals and Marlins today. The Cardinals now 5.5 back as the Brewers beat the Orioles last night. The Cubs had a comeback yesterday. You know who led the Cubs' comeback?
Can we have initials, please?
J.J.
John Jay.
That's right. I went to John Jay University, and since kindergarten, I acquired the knowledge. After 12th grade, I went straight to college. That's correct. Kyle Schwarber is coming up from Iowa.
And Doug, the way a lot
of
the
Cubs are 3.5 back of the Brewers, Cardinals 5.5 back, Pirates 7 back, Reds 9.5.
But a lot of the experts see it as the team that gets hot can go all the way.
We get hot, we can just win this baby.
Go down to the ballpark and tell them that, wouldn't you?
Just go locker to locker.
That would be nice if you would do that.
Start saying that.
Say, heads up, fellas.
You think it would help? If it would help, I'd be happy to do
it. I honestly think a little pat on the back from you would help Gritchick.
Well, I don't think it would.
He likes you.
Yeah, he does.
Well, I'll tell him good luck.
Good.
You going to be there today?
Tell him good luck. I probably won't be there today, but if you are, tell him good luck.
Yeah, I'll tell him good luck, but it's not the same if you show up. You guys are fast friends.
We're not fast friends.
You made plans, and then you, like, disappeared. And, you know, he was hot when you were, you know, on good terms, and all of a sudden things went in a different direction. I think you owe it to him to show up personally and say,
we're not really
win, Rocky.
We're not really fast. I don't think he hangs out with people like me.
Remember his wife in Rocky? She said win.
Yeah, she did. And Rocky, too, right? Well, after she came out of a coma.
Right?
After she came out of a coma.
And what did he do?
Burgess Meredith said, well, what are we waiting for? Wonderful.
It's going to be that kind of moment in the clubhouse if you show up and say, win, Gritchie.
Win, Gritchie. All right, if I can remember that.
I'll get that on video.
Win Gritchie.
You know, since Douglas is not available, I was taking a look at the Cardinals' second half schedule. And maybe I'm off the mark on this, and it really does feel like there are the haves and the have-nots more so than other years in baseball. Perhaps I'm off the mark on that. But with the exception of the last week in July, in which the Cardinals will, but they'll do it at home, they'll host the Rockies and the Diamondbacks, and then they go on the road for the first 3 days of August against the Brewers. It looks to me like their schedule's pretty damn favorable.
Except that there are a lot of long road trips in the second half. I don't know why the Cardinals are on board. First half, a lot of home games, shorter road trips. Second half, when guys are starting to drag, that's when they got the 10-game road trip.
Doug, two best teams in the National League, in your opinion.
Two best teams.
Right now.
Dodgers. And probably the Nationals.
Yeah, I would agree with you. They don't see him again. They're done with him. They don't see him again. There's a lot of Pirate. There's a lot of Met. There's a whole hell of a lot of Pirates, as a matter of fact. Giants, Padres, and Reds.
Well, that that explains the Redbirds' record. We haven't played the Weak Sisters.
I mean, I am telling you. I just was like, oh, I wonder how this thing will play out the rest of the month of July. And it's like, oh, they come back and they have the Pirates and Mets. Three in Chicago. That's a weekend series in Chicago on the 21st through the 23rd. Who's to say what the Cubs will be? You know, I just saw a column, Derek Gould retweeted it yesterday from Gordon Whitmire in Chicago, that now the Cubs feel like they're on the verge. But how many times in St. Louis over years, you know, when you're looking at the roster and you go, God, this team has to be better than it is. You're like, okay, now is the time when it kicks in. I don't know if people around here are saying that now because they look at the roster and they go, yeah, it's not that great relative to other really good Cardinal teams of the recent past. But in Chicago, they're thinking that way. Perhaps it will change by the time the Cardinals get there, but that's only 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from tomorrow, as a matter of fact, they'll be up in Chicago for a three-game series, and then they have that stretch of 10 games against the Rockies, Diamondbacks, and Brewers. But other than that, it really is. I mean, they get the Braves. Now, granted, the Braves have a better record than the Cardinals, but I don't know what that Braves roster will look like by the end of July, and the Cardinals get them in August. Pirates, Padres, Giants, Padres, Pirates, Reds.
Things are
three with Cubs,
up.
And then it's Reds, Pirates. I mean, it's, you know, and they finish off the Cubs and Brewers. It's just, you don't go, God, they got, you know, three against the Dodgers and three against the Nationals, and then they got to play the Rockies, or, you know, it's just, and that's part of it is there's not one team in the National League Central at this moment where you go, oh, crap. I mean, how rare is that? It could be any, I mean, that's the team, those are the teams you're going to be facing the most, and you go, hell, there's one team that's above 500 out of the whole lot, and of course, those are the teams you're going to be playing the majority of your games of in the second half. So the opportunity would be there. I just don't know if the talent is there. And what a weird spot, as I was saying yesterday, for the organization now 5.5 back on how they handle this deadline situation over the next 25 days. 25 days between now and the trade deadline. 25.
You'd have been hard-pressed as we sat there at the spring training in February to think right in the middle of the season when they're playing some key games that their lineup would feature Luke Voit and Paul DeJong and Brebbia would be on the mound and Alex Mejia would be in there taking pinch hit. Who? What?
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
So
I dig that Khaleesi, but I also dig Cersei, and I think she would probably be better, I think.
And Cersei doesn't look as good in real life as she does. In
oh, is that right?
Oh, you said it.
No, that's Khaleesi, baby.
Right, I don't know who they are. I don't watch it, but yesterday was Game of Thrones. I wish we had the open to play it because it was remarkable. But anyway, so it was Game of Thrones night. And for the game open, they wanted to do something Game of Thrones oriented. So they wrote some copy and they asked me to get some players who watch Game of Thrones.
Who watches Game of Thrones?
Apparently, Wayno does.
Yes, but I would guess him. Wainwright Carpenter.
I didn't ask all of them. I just tried to get some guys. Greg Garcia does. So he did some.
That's a nice play.
So Brebbia did it, and he watches it. And I guess he's a real thoughtful guy. He's like, we watch this season. And this. So he goes, I'm kind of reading a treatment on what in the upcoming season. I was like, okay, can you read? And he said, can I do it in a British accent?
Wow.
I guess they speak in British accents on that show?
I don't know.
Iggy? Brienne of Tarth does.
Yeah, other than that, it's kind of it's something you can't describe.
Ramsay Targaryen?
Yeah, kind of like in that era. It's not really English. It's not British. It's not. It's just.
Maybe it's Celtic.
Dothraki. I don't know.
Well, whatever it is. So Brebbia did it in that genre. And I swear he was like a professional voice guy.
Well, maybe you ought to do some theater.
It was unbelievably good.
They have good
I wish
theater.
We had
Webster,
the sound to
Webster,
do it.
You know,
they do.
Theater.
They do.
There, he could maybe get involved in that.
Some of the Gorlocks?
Or maybe go up to the Blanche Two-Hill Center at UMSL and get in a play there.
Well, he's doing pretty well out of the bullpen.
My brother has the improv shop, new building, got to go by.
This stuff that we're recommending probably
town
pays.
Food's good. Food's good at the improv shop.
TMA Live theatrical version of this show.
Yep.
Did you sit on the Iron Throne by chance?
That's a code name for a Sibian.
They had the Iron Throne there last night at the game.
Doug, the Iron Throne, the one
that
so many people long, King Joffrey, of course, sat on it.
Yeah, I don't watch it, so I don't know what the Iron Throne is.
Oh, it's just the throne that the king sits in, and they brought one. I think there's like seven of them, and they brought one to the game last night for the fans who got the
one of the actual thrones. How about that, Doug? Yeah. One of the real thrones from time, like from 2,500 years ago?
Yeah, from a made-up movie. Yeah.
What, did they wrap like a Lazy Boy in tinfoil? Like what?
No, it's, you have to see it. It's made out of swords.
Swords?
Magical swords, like in Legend of Zelda.
Isn't that kind of sharp when you sit on it?
Well, not, the swords go up.
That would make it even sharper.
Doug, it's Ramsay Bolton, Tim, but you're still good. I'll start calling him Ramsay Targaryen because you said it. Thanks. It's from White Collar Gangster. I can't keep track of all the people in the show.
No.
I can't. No. I've watched the whole thing, and then they had that marathon this weekend, and I'm like, oh, I'll watch it because I know I love it. And then I tune in, and I go, what in the hell is going on? Even though I've watched the whole thing.
That's why I'm watching from season one, episode one, just to see, is there anything I missed going into season seven?
You got
to
be ready.
Rebby is going to read treatment on the season so he knows where he is.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. That's smart.
So he didn't want to give away any spoilers. He was very nice about that.
I don't know. I just know he said he hadn't gotten up to speed with the latest, so he was going to read about it first to make sure he understood what was going on, then watch it.
Okay.
And then he did the tease in this accent, which was
brilliant. Ramsay Bolton was called Reek.
Doug, you know
what? I don't know what you guys are talking about.
They cut his nuts off, and then they called him Reek.
Watch the program. I've channeled
kind of
Surf.
Kind of another spoiler.
Spoiler. Well, that was from season two, like 6 years ago, so I'm sorry.
I've channel surfed. I've seen it. I said, everyone's talking about this. I'll watch it for a while.
I think you'd like Billions. I think you'd like Billions.
You think I'd like it?
I think you'd love it.
All right.
I really do.
That's HBO or Showtime or what?
Showtime, if I'm not mistaken. I think you'd like Billions.
What are the shows on the HBO right now?
Because that's what you're on the HBO on demand. People love Veep. We watched a few episodes when it first came out, and I didn't really like it that much. I feel like I got to give it another run because people rave about it.
Doug wouldn't like it, I'll bet, right?
Oh, I don't. Is it political? I don't think it's political.
Oh, I thought it was making fun of.
Is she supposed to be like a Sarah Palin character? Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah, she's supposed to.
Really?
I haven't seen it.
That's the only thing I could figure, but I haven't. Like I said, we are.
It'd be another spoiler if I.
That's right. You're very cautious.
No, you go ahead and you spoil.
Well, she becomes president. She
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Oh, they've ruined it for me.
Well, that was in season two, too, 6 years ago.
It's not a spoiler.
She started out as vice president and then became president, and that's. I think it's a hilarious show. I think Julie Louis-Dreyfus is just outstanding. Funny as hell. And I love seeing her cuss.
Why?
I love hearing her cuss.
Why?
I don't know. It's just when she uses words, it kind of turns me on to hear her. She's that goody two-shoes on Seinfeld. And when you hear her use cuss words,
you liked it.
It's kind of hot. She's funny.
Sun plays for Northwestern.
That's right. That's right. Brad Hall.
That's the father.
Right.
And the son's name is?
You took Richard Dreyfuss's name. Why? Darnell Hall.
Darnell Hall was her son.
What are the other shows on HBO that I could watch?
Larry Sanders Show.
Is that back on?
No, but you.
If I'm
in a bad mood, I turn on Larry Sanders Show. So I've been watching a lot of Larry Sanders lately.
Okay.
I'm guessing you've seen The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the all-time greats. What else would be on HBO, Doug? People are texting in Silicon Valley. I haven't watched that.
I don't know.
What about Girls?
Didn't it seem like HBO started that thing of having their own series, like with Sopranos and Deadwood and Boardwalk Empire, and now everyone else has passed them? Everyone else has the hot shows like Netflix and Showtime and KMOV.
Don't throw your hands up in the air when you say these
channels.
To
throw my hands up like
don't
I just don't care.
Well, those networks have a couple of good shows. It just seems like every show HBO puts out is tremendous. I can't remember a bad show that I've seen on HBO.
And what time of day do you watch these shows? Like early evening?
Good question.
Because that's when I watch the Cardinals. Yeah. I haven't got time to watch these.
You'd enjoy Billions much more.
Yeah. They enjoy pretty much anything on HBO more.
Iggy, do you have the kind of cable setup where you can move your TV to your patio? Because that might enhance your viewing enjoyment. You love the patio and you love these shows. Have you thought about
That's a nice idea.
That portable setup, Iggy.
That's a nice idea.
No, I have a cable outlet that's by the wall. If I wanted to turn my TV, it would reach to the patio table. But why do that?
So you can enjoy the patio and your shows. Well, maybe a glass of wine, watch your favorite show.
Maybe the lesbians would come over. Tucky Williams at 9:00.
Yeah. If I put Girls on and then Girl Scene on, they might come over.
You got any snakes in your garden, Guy?
Clip that off.
I've never seen a snake in my complex. Possums, a deer.
You have a deer in your apartment complex?
I had one night just grazing. It came through Creevcore Park and just kind of made its way into the field last.
And out of nowhere appeared Kyle McClellan with a shotgun.
Did he really?
Doe,
but no
a deer,
snakes.
A female deer, red, a drop of golden sun. Me and they.
Oh my. Doug, Billions is amazing. Axe reminds me of Tim. Thanks. That's from the 573.
Okay. Eastbound.
Is that what you wanted?
Eastbound and Down.
That's a nice play.
I liked it for a season or two. I think at the end it was meh.
All I know is that Broad with the Dragons is a smoke show, and I break stick to her and Claire Underwood on the regs.
Stop it.
Doug, that's Stephen Wildwood, your June email of the day winner.
Stop it.
Guys, you're missing out if you haven't tuned into Brockmire on the IFC Network.
What's the IFC Network and where is it?
Independent Film Channel, and I believe it's like a satire of sports announcers with Hank Azaria, and I think Joe Buck's in a couple episodes. I understand it. I haven't seen it, but I heard it is good. People love that show. I haven't seen it, though.
You think you can get on demand?
I don't know. I would assume.
Because that's what I'd be interested in seeing if it's about our little community, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Because it's all about us.
Right.
It's our little community, right. Our little world.
It's not on HBO, but Hell on Wheels was really good.
What's that?
It's just a story about building the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of intrigue into it and a lot of backstabbing and murder. And it's pretty good. I'm digging that Preacher in season two with Ruth Negga. She was just nominated for an Academy Award.
I remember that. We were all moved.
She is tremendous.
This is building the railroad.
No, that's Hell on Wheels.
Hell on Wheels, you know, there was a lot of exploitation of the workforce back then.
Chinese workers, didn't yeah. treat them
I think well. That's offensive.
No, well, that's who built a lot of it.
But still, you can't say it.
On the railroad.
Wonderful.
Oh.
Hey, fellas, it's Steelworker Gale. Doug, who's Steelworker Gale? I'm sorry, but what's the email address for email of the day? I know you mention it all the time, but I've never emailed in, so I don't pay attention. Tanks. Hugs and kisses. Why is she doing an impression of Danny Noonan's girlfriend in Caddyshack? That's offensive to the Irish.
Is that what she said?
Yes, she said tanks, and I find that offensive. I condemn that statement. Doug, that's Steelworker Gale.
I think she's trying to win the sandwich.
The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Steelworker Gale. Broad City is phenomenal. Thanks. That's from Cucky the Dwarf.
Oh, what's Broad okay. City? Anyone?
You know what I don't know?
I don't think I've ever heard of Broad City. Is that an HBO? Magic City was on Stars in it, or Showtime. It disappeared after two seasons. I love that show.
Magic City.
It was about Miami.
Magic City
in the early days.
Monday.
Hotels and...
Doug, it was the time you were down there.
Yes, it was.
A lot of nudity, too.
Nice tail watching on Ballers on HBO. I agree Silicon Valley is worth watching, too. Thanks. That comes from Beer Cuts.
Ballers is good. The Rock.
How do you have time to watch all these shows?
And Denzel Washington's kid, who played for the Rams for a period of time on the practice squad, has one of the leads in there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Really?
Pretty good actor, too.
I didn't know that. What was his son's name?
David Washington.
Was it David Washington?
How's
I remember Denzel would be at the Dome.
How's his acting chops?
Pretty good. Not as good as his dad, but pretty good.
Hey, boys, Westworld and the Bernie Madoff movie are both good HBO watch as well. Have you watched the Bernie Madoff movie? Robert De Niro stars as Bernie Madoff.
No,
I watched that. It couldn't be more depressing.
Yeah.
I suggest reading the STL Today comments and then watching that film, and you won't be high for 2 weeks.
Why? Why is it so depressing, Tim?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a depressing story, yeah. But with what, in particular, what happened with his, his investors A and his family members B. I mean, it's just, oh.
Don't give letters to the different types.
Okay. Roman numeral one is investors. Roman numeral two is family.
We don't even
know.
So
in the movie, Madoff knows exactly what he's doing, but he loves the lifestyle.
Yes.
So he just keeps running
bilking
the
people.
Game.
Yes.
Including the Fred Wilpon, right? The guy who
yes.
owned the Mets.
Yep, yep, yep.
He lost his fortune there.
Mm, yep.
And the son knew and was just working it, or?
The premise of the film is that the son didn't know, and they maintained that throughout.
And I think they just took $16 million from the
estate. I saw that. Yep. Doug, I don't know. Okay.
No, we're not suggesting that you do.
Atlanta is hilarious with Childish Gambino.
I don't know what that is.
That's from the 217. I don't know what it means either. It's a show. It's a wonderful show. It's a show.
Too many shows. Doug and I liked it back in the day where there were three channels.
Where you just watch Different Strokes and you'd go to bed.
Yeah. Too many decisions to be made, Doug.
I got like 1,000 channels. I got channels in foreign languages and everything else.
Life was simpler back when we'd have Hamburger Helper, and then we'd watch a show on one of the three channels, and we'd go to bed.
Right.
Is that what would go on? Yeah. Really? Anything else? Watch Johnny Carson's monologue?
Oh, I had to see that. Yeah. And then maybe The First Guest. If you could stay awake through that commercial break, maybe The First Guest.
And it would always be Bob Uecker.
It wasn't always Bob Uecker, no.
Most of the time, though.
Sometimes Dom DeLuise.
And he was for him?
No. Just kind of acted that way.
Once in a while.
Because he thought that would make it more acceptable.
I could have made him a star.
Maybe you'd pick up one of those marathon bars as a little treat, rip out a filling, then go to bed.
Damn. I think the whole country went to bed about 10:45 our time back then.
Too much to do. People have very busy schedules.
Don't forget the Playboy Network has thrown together some real top-notch feature films. That's from Dixie. I got rid of the Playboy Network. I didn't feel like I was getting proper ROI. I really didn't.
What do they have on there now?
It's like the same shows from like 2006, and they just replay it. I'm just like, you know, I'm going to switch to Hustler. And I let them know, and the DirecTV person didn't like make me a special offer.
It's creep. Why would you order any of this?
So Playboy, are like the magazine you hear, how they sold off the mansion.
Yep.
Like, are they, is that a dying empire?
Playboy? Yeah, I feel like you have ties to Playboy. I really don't.
Yeah, they're bringing back the nudity, so because that non-nudity thing didn't quite work for them.
Yeah, I wonder whose idea that was.
Well, Hef has nothing to do with the magazine anymore. They let him live in the mansion, but
he has nothing to do. I thought the mansion was sold.
But I don't think it is yet. He's still living there. But I think part of the deal
is... You think it has an odor, like the area in which he lives? Do you think it might have an odor?
No, I'm sure they air it out. But I think part of the deal was if he sold the mansion, he still got to stay there until he died.
So someone will buy the mansion, and they go down to get a bowl of cereal in the morning, and there's Hef in a robe.
Yeah, he's like a pet. He has to stay there.
Jeez, he's got to be in his 90s by now, isn't he?
You think he has an odor?
I'm going 91.
That's not a nice thing to say about an elderly person.
No, I remember reading that one of the bunnies that stayed there said he didn't smell good.
God, 91, I ship it every time. Ship it every damn time.
Boy, what a life he's led.
But everybody's kind of quit there. The people that I knew left because they wanted to move everything to Los Angeles.
You knew people at the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a party at the mansion?
I was invited and didn't go because I couldn't afford the airfare.
Who gave you the invite?
My buddy, Gary Cole, photo editor.
Gary Coleman.
I've used
Gary Coleman, oh yeah, and Todd Bridges and Dana Plato.
Gary Cole, C-O-L-E.
Now he pitches for the Pirates.
No, and it's not the same Gary Cole, the actor.
It's Garrett Cole.
He was the photo editor and the sports editor. First time I ever met him, I got him on the air to talk about the Pigskin preview.
And you couldn't scrape up airfare for this once in a lifetime trip to the Playboy?
I would have been in the outskirts. I wouldn't have been able to just like go through the game room in the grotto. I'd have been with the other schlubs out in some other room where you couldn't get to the celebrities.
They may have had you rollerblade topless.
Ooh. So, but everybody's leaving there because they want everything to move out to LA. And Gary lived in Chicago. My friend Amy lived in Chicago. Nobody wanted to move out to LA, so they all kind of quit. And they've
downsized. But financially, is it still a healthy thing, the Playboy? Tim's saying he can't get any fresh adult on his channel.
Right. I don't know if they're the same property.
Magazines aren't doing very well. You hear that they're selling off the mansion. Is that thing crumbling? Because it used to be giant, mega.
Well, I just think the company that bought it from him have done a lot of different things. They want no part of, that's why they took the nudity out. But now nobody's buying magazines with no nudity in it, so they're back to the nudity. I just think they wanted to downsize and do things differently, and not quite working out.
Hey, Bacon Face, great story about the Playboy Mansion invite. Now tell us about the time you won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Stop it.
Never won one of those.
Still a great night.
You've been up for a couple.
Guys, I went to a pajama party at the Playboy Mansion several years ago, worth every penny. some Eric in the Central West End. How about this guy? How about this guy?
Did he pay? Said worth every penny. So obviously he paid to get in.
I guess so.
You can pay, you can buy a ticket to get in.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
Seriously?
Now, selling tickets to the mansion.
What do? You just kind of sail in at the grotto? Is that the move? Maybe get a couple of finger sandwiches.
Oh, that'd be fun. I wonder what they have. You think they bring in and out burgers there since you're close?
Maybe pizza rolls.
I drove by it once when I took a tour of the Stars homes in Hollywood, L.A. area. It's on the same street as like Dean Martin had a house there, and Mel Gibson was across the street, and Aaron Spelling had like the biggest house of all of them. The Playboy Mansion is right there next to all of them. Yeah.
They let you in?
And every time we'd pass by a house, there'd be some gardener out there, and the bus driver would say, and this is where Dean Martin lived. And someone in the bus would say, there he is. No, no, he's been dead. It's just a gardener.
A lot of people think he's not dead, though.
Right, him and Tupac are hanging out on an island.
Do you have like a bucket hat on and a camera around your neck?
Can we quit talking about this pear-shaped loser named Gary? Nobody cares about your personal fake friends. That's from Recaps.
My God, somebody asked a question and I answered it. I'm just going to stop answering your questions.
No, we like
your
answers.
That? Nope, not answering
it. How come, though, my question is, like, earlier we asked about some woman, you're like, I can't say who it is, and you're talking about Amy. You're dropping everyone else's
name all
over the
place. Those people don't have reputations to uphold and hide. I said that she went to Hedo with us. She doesn't want people knowing she went to Hedo. I had a district attorney from Manhattan that went there every year. She can't let people know she's hanging out naked.
No,
she
can't. Okay, well, I wish her the best.
And what's her name and address?
Let me give you that.
Janet Reno?
That'd be hot. Doug, I was invited. I didn't pay anything. It's American the Central West End regarding his Playboy.
Well, how did he get an invite?
Well, then don't say worth every penny like you paid.
Well, maybe he's talking about the flight, which you couldn't afford to go out.
Okay, then I apologize if that's what you meant. I'm bad.
Tim, you were right about 99.9% of the things you say, but I have to put you on notice about In-N-Out, most overrated burger ever.
Disagree.
Doug, this is where we argue about tastes.
Right.
Which, of course,
what they like is the only thing that's important. Doesn't matter what you like, because they are the ultimate authority on what is good and what isn't good.
What's your favorite french fry?
So if you like something,
In-N-Out is not my favorite french fry. In-N-Out may have the worst french fry. Quality of burger to poor fry ratio, In-N-Out 1, Steak and Shake 2. There it is. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
And the guy waxing poetic here about the taste argument is the one that just scolded the kids in the 7 o'clock hour for saying grandpa.
Yeah, you shouldn't say grandpa. Get more out of that last syllable. Grandpa.
I disagree, guys. I love Iggy's fake friend stories. Thanks. That's in the Wildwood Whisker.
Iggy's lived a fascinating life. He's lived this single, wild, jet-setting lifestyle that the rest of his dream about.
No, for a period of time I did. Now I've settled down to boring.
Well, you're into the second round of a Fan Pin Club Championship.
Well, I got that going for me.
And if you win that, I would imagine there'll be Playboy Mansion invites to follow.
I'd really like to see you just move that TV out so you can enjoy your patio. Don't you think he'd love that? I think he'd come in and he'd say, great idea, Jim. Thank you.
Doug, although In-N-Out isn't around these parts, that Five Guys is a real delight. Great fries, too. Thanks, Lefty Jacksmere.
Yeah, I've eaten there.
And they're not stingy with the fries.
Yeah, they give you a lot of fries.
Generous yield.
I feel like I got to give it another run because I heard great things, and then I try. I'm like, oh, it's fine.
My fries have sexy yield.
Definitely a lot of fries. In-N-Out's fries are blech.
Blech. Burger's really good.
Burger's outstanding. Burger has like 1,500 calories.
No, the varsity in Atlanta, that's the worst food you will ever eat.
According to you. According to you.
That. Oh, my God. Dog food.
I used to like Crystals, but they changed the buns.
I don't think I've ever had. I think one time I was down covering a Rammies and Saints game in New Orleans, and I was just beyond intoxicated. I think it might have been a Monday night game. And I got back to my hotel, and I had Crystal delivered to my room.
Oh, jeez.
In a hotel in New Orleans. I mean, I could have wound up, ideally, getting sodomized.
By the delivery fella?
Sure.
That happens?
Keep your fingers crossed.
You let him in the room. Sure, there's my burger.
Deliver my Crystal and the at next 3 in the morning.
I'll be honest, that cheeseburger they sell at that Village Bar on Manchester?
I hear that's the bee's knees.
It's awesome.
I have never had it.
And you know what kind of fries they have? Crinkle cut.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. I've heard incredible things about it. I got to go in there.
You got to go in there.
I mean, I went in there and had some taste. I went in there and I had some taste, but I haven't had the burger. Right?
Mm-hmm. Doug, you ever had a burger there?
No, I've never been there.
Doug, why do you never give Dairy Queen fries their due? Thanks, Brandon in St. Charles.
I'm not sure I've ever had the Brazier fries.
What's a Brazier again?
Dairy Queen stuff.
No, I know, but what is it?
I don't know. It's like their grilling technique.
They call it a brazier, like you're supposed to know. It's a brazier.
I don't know if that's the brand name on the grill that they use. I don't know.
Plowsy hates this discussion.
Why do you hate this discussion,
baby?
He's
giving us dirty looks. Can we move on from the brazier talk?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just picking our next song to come back with.
What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking What a Girl Wants.
I think you could do
better. She wouldn't find it in
this
room.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, now this is good, though. This is good, because you're thinking of Tucky.
Yes.
Oh, God. I hear that Halsey has a lesbian song with Demi Lovato, I think. Is that right, Doug?
Lovatsy?
I think. Demi Lovato did Cool for the Summer, which was supposed to be about lesbianism, but I listened to the lyrics to try and get aroused.
I think I got one.
And I don't follow it. But then, anyway, Halsey, who Doug, I think she says she's pansexual.
No, what does that mean?
I don't know, but I know she says
attracted to everything.
She says she's triracial and pansexual, and I got to be honest with you, I've been around 40 years, and I don't know what the hell either one of them means.
Triracial.
Miley Cyrus says she's pansexual too, and I don't know.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
It means you're attracted to foods that are prepared in a pan.
Great sexual is this magical place to me that's between asexual and someone who's sexual.
Okay, well, that answers it.
Got to the bottom of that.
Ew. Now, the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel, who's saying that he himself is in the Hall of Fame, says it might be a good time for Fly With Me, Lesbian Seagull.
Iggy can turn to my computer and see that I am pulling up Lesbian
Seagull. I see Engelbert Humperdinck, so that can only mean one thing.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Doug, have you come up with some questions to ask this Tucky?
I haven't yet, no.
You'll do that during the break? Because I gotta head to the ballpark.
Do you want to leave your questions here that we can read for you?
Yeah, leave your questions and I'll ask some of those.
Who's big for you?
Yeah, I've got nothing really for
favorite
Tucky.
French fry?
We'll listen to hear what she says.
You like a good bouillabaisse?
Good question. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. Tucky Williams, or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Tucky Williams is going to be with us coming up at 9 o'clock, and I get the sense, Seamaster. I'm going to use my one time with you on the air right now. I get the sense that she's a likable sort. That's the read I get. Now this is high risk, because if the interview doesn't go well, I will be held accountable by the texters. But I do get the sense she's a likable sort. Nurse, Nancy,
his mic never Chasey? Works.
It is late.
CZ.
Just give him a thumbs up and we'll move on. Just give him a thumbs up. Yes, likable sort. Yeah, there you go.
Perfect. That's the Doug. That's the sense I get.
Well, your feel is almost always dead on.
Yeah,
Tim.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Intuitions.
Well, can we get Treat Williams up in here, Iggy? Have you ever interviewed Treat Williams?
I did, and he was with he was doing a movie with the girl who was in E.T.
Oh, Burt Lancaster.
No, the female.
Drew Barrymore.
The female lead. The
Drew
older,
Barrymore.
The older lady in E.T.
Olivia Newton-John.
She was the mom in E.T.
I think it's Olivia Newton-John.
Anyway, it was her and Treat Williams.
She did E.T. and then she did Xanadu.
I don't think she was in E.T.
I interviewed him. Is it Wallace, maybe?
I got the sense.
William Wallace. Freedom! Watch and this. Then he pulled his intestines out.
Did he?
Watch this. I got the sense that Treat is a likable sort.
Treat was. He called me Iggy, and so did the other lady. Hi, Iggy.
But you didn't know her name, and she knew yours.
Well, I knew her name when I interviewed her. I just gets on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of who the mom in E.T. was.
Doug, I'm going to deep tease Tucky, because she's going to be with us in 5 minutes. I texted Caden to say, hey, we're having Tucky on tomorrow, and she didn't get back to me. I think she might be pissed that we didn't bring her into St. Louis in May, and I don't know if she's giving me the cold shoulder on the whole thing. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know. I think so, though.
Yes, people are ticked that they're they're not brought in for station events in St. Louis. Really?
Almost everyone in Hollywood gets really? Their feelings hurt if they don't get an invite.
We got an adult actress that apparently is down on her luck, needing money with sciatica.
We offered to pay her. She said, nah.
And she never
I'll
got back to
stay in the
us.
Woods here in Oregon. Yeah. Begging for strangers to text me for
$3. I don't think anyone's hurt that they weren't invited.
Doug, this is go ahead. What do you have there, Plowhawk?
Like me being put in headlocks.
That was a good choice. Doug, here's what Tucky says.
Oh, hello, Tuck.
What's your life story? She was asked in the interview. I was born. I experienced existential despair since day one. I had a wonderful mother. I was dissatisfied with my life at the age of 4.
Really? You don't even know where to go to the bathroom at the
Get
age
over
of
yourself,
four.
Tucky.
What is existential despair? What would that
You're
going
to have a chance to ask her in about 5
it's
minutes.
Very okay. similar to restless leg syndrome. Very similar.
Is it you just thrash about yeah. like the dick?
Yes.
I don't think I was potty trained at 4.
All right.
And you're dissatisfied with your life?
Yeah, that's what she says. You got to remind me to ask her about tribbing. That's really important because she's like a leader in the lesbian community. She's the Al Sharpton of the lesbian community is what she is. So we've got to ask about that because I'm hearing it's not legit. But then Jenny the Lesbian says she's really into it now. So that's exciting, you know?
Don't you want to find out where the lesbian community, if she is, in fact, the focal point,
right?
Which is the favorite French fry of the lesbian community?
I got to ask that as well.
Now you
I don't know
if
Jay
generalize.
Wants to call in and talk about WW2 at all. I don't know. Jay seems like he took a liking to her. Jay likes lesbians. Like, I like lesbians. But Jay likes lesbians.
Jay had Janie out to his cage.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I don't understand it, but aren't lesbians like anyone else where there's different types? Like religion,
Bull.
People of
lipstick.
People of different religions, races, colors, creeds. That, no. They're not sure. all the same, so they're different. No. So you will like some, and maybe you won't like other.
I don't think so.
I just don't get it,
I
do
don't
I?
Think so. I see Seamaster just posted, Tucky is on WikiFeet. Tucky is sneaky.
She started as an innocent weather gal, and now this.
One live shot went awry, and she got out of it.
Yeah, that's it.
Harry's Razors keeps my skin soft. It keeps my skin smooth. It keeps me soft. It keeps me rewarding. As well, it's Harry's Razors. Great news. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for our listeners if you use the promo code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. When you check out, get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer, almost $20 value for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping to get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout. That's harrys.com. The promo code is INSIDESTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. That closes out the 8 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We'll take a break and be joined by Tucky Williams and your emails for the Hot Shots email of the day in the 9 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.